Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this wonderful family that we've been brought into and restored into your original intent in the family, in fellowship, in the kingdom, with new hearts and with the Holy Spirit there to lead us so that we can experience the love as Father and Son and all the goodness of heaven becomes a reality to us in a greater and greater measure. Thank you. Thank you. It's so beautiful. It's truly, as your word says, life eternal, life abundance, the wonderful love life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 143 from verse 7 to 12 from the NCV translation. Lord, answer me quickly because I'm getting weak. Don't turn away from me or I'll be like those who are dead. Tell me in the morning about your love because I trust you. Show me what I should do because my prayers go up to you. Lord, save me from my enemies. I hide in you. Teach me to do what you want because you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. Lord, let me live so people will praise you. In your goodness, save me from my troubles. In your love, defeat my enemies. Destroy all those who trouble me, because I am your servant.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yeah, we see this. There is someone that knows their God and runs to their God and gets restored and gets motivated. And then all these requests are fulfilled. He experiences the Lord because the Lord comes through for him. These enemies are dealt with. We were going through Psalm 91 again last night with the gathering of the saints. And there you see, you know, the Lord says, because he loves me and he knows my name, I will protect him. And then you see the loving him and being protected by him is because you're in the shelter, you are in the Lord, you understand the marriage, you understand being a branch, being put into the vine. You understand as a part of his body, as his body, he is the head. And it's in that that you're receiving all your nourishment. So you looking to the Lord. The sad thing is that sometimes we just want to pull up roots. And we want to go here and we want to go there and we try the grass is green on the other side. But we don't run to our God, to our Lord, to our Savior. And then what would happen then is the nourishment would come and we will have the right heart, because that's what you want in all situations. You want God's heart. You don't want your own way in it. Your own way can seem right in it. And can seem nice in that, but it's backwards, it's backsliding. You go to the Lord, and then his love is poured into your heart. I think of that wise heart that bears fruit 30, 60, and 100. You get understanding. You walk with that understanding. That's kingdom realities that last forever. That's kingdom realities that open up who you are and God's plan for your life. And then that's kingdom realities that's also going to get tested in the day. But when you stand on them and you bring out the goodness of God that is in you, you grow. So the testing becomes a time for growing, maturing. And then in that growing, maturing, you're trampling Satan. You are encouraging others. And you are growing more. Your character has been developed in the love, in the goodness of God. And that's what it's all about. You're not making room for the cares of this world, because that's the way the enemy would come. And if you're not running to the Lord in it, you'll have all these cares of this world. You'll be seduced and thinking, I should be doing this, should be doing that. And you're getting pulled away from the reality of this goodness of life, this fullness of life that God has given to you. So, and again, Psalm 91, it says he pro- protects you from all evil. You in the kingdom, you're busy with kingdom realities. That's where the angels are protecting and providing for you. They like the Lord's army, the Lord's servant for those who inherited salvation. So the thing is, stay in your salvation. Stay in the plan that God has got for you. Stay in the fellowship that God has got for you. Stay in the fruit of the Spirit and stay in the wisdom that God has opened up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.